USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Pledging to hold the insurgents group responsible, the White House on Monday condemned a drone attack by Yemen Houthi rebels that killed three people at an oil facility in the capital of the United Arab Emirates. A thick layer of ash covering entire island communities can be seen in the first images of disaster-hit Tonga from an underwater volcano over the weekend. Experts believe it was the world's biggest volcanic eruption in more than 30 years. Officials at Prince William County Schools and Manassas City Schools in Virginia announced Monday that their universal masking policy will remain in place despite Governor Glenn Youngkin's Saturday executive orders.
Virginians have given us a license to lead. It's a temporary license. They have charged us all to deliver on a day one agenda.
The orders indicate that parents get to choose if their child wear a mask at school or not. USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Let's get an Olympic update with Tim Berg.
China says it won't sell tickets to the general public for the upcoming Beijing Winter Olympics due to COVID-19. The organizing committee announcing the tickets will instead be distributed by authorities. The opening ceremony is set to take place on February 4th. This as athletes from the United States are being told to only use burner cell phones when in China participating in the games. Ian Bremmer is president of the Eurasia Group. He explains why on CNN.
There's just an enormous presumption of surveillance on the part of the state of any electronic device you bring in, your laptop as well. Every business executive I know that travels to China brings in a burner phone. They're not taking their regular electronic equipment. The American government has been advising that for years. It's making headlines now because it's a much larger number of athletes that have never probably experienced it, most of them in their lives before. But it's not in any way surprising. It's a precautionary measure, and it's a pretty smart thing to do.
USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Following the weekend hostage situation at a Texas synagogue, New Jersey Republican Representative Jeff Van Drew called on President Biden to speak out against anti-Semitism and call out progressives in his party when they come out with anti-Semitic remarks.
Well, the message is the United States of America, its government, is with them, and we have to make sure that that's true. I would suggest to President Biden that he speak to his own members of his own party when they come out with anti-Semitic remarks, which they very often have. The extreme progressives have said things, as we all know, that are anti-Semitic. That hurts all of us. It hurts the country. It hurts what happens around the world. So that's number one. He has to get some control in his own party when literally statements are put out as they have been in the past. Secondly, thank God for the training that the people actually had in the synagogue, knowing how to deal with it. Unfortunately, that's the world we live in now. Thirdly, thank goodness the FBI did a good job on this, and this was dealt with in a swift, an appropriate and forceful way, which is the way that these issues have to be dealt with always. And then finally, this is not a gun issue. This is not about guns. I mean, if you want to talk about more gun regulations and all of that, frankly, what you would find is the more regulated areas, things are even worse. Chicago, Philadelphia, New York, the crime rate is much worse than anywhere else.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.